Chapter 2. Lost in the Forest. A few miles west of Fort Edward, three men were sitting near a river. Two of the men were Indians. The other was a white man. Chingachgook and his son Uncas were Mohicans. The white man was a scout called Hawkeye. Hawkeye had a long hunting gun. The three men were talking.
"My tribe is the oldest Indian tribe," Chingachgook said. "The blood of the Mohican chiefs is in me. Many summers ago, my tribe came here to the land of the Delawares."
"Where are the Mohicans now?" asked Hawkeye.
"Where are the flowers of those summers?" said Chingachgook. "Gone. All dead. After my death, Uncas will be the last of the Mohicans."
Suddenly they heard a noise. They turned quickly. Hawkeye lifted his gun.
"Who is it?" he said.
Duncan Hayward rode out of the forest. Cora and Alice followed him.
"I am an English officer," Duncan said. "We have come from Fort Edward. How far is it to Fort William Henry?"
Hawkeye laughed.
"Fort William Henry? You are going the wrong way," he said. "You are near Glens Falls."
"The wrong way," said Duncan. "Then we are lost. But our Indian guide..."
"You have an Indian guide, but you are lost in the forest?" said Hawkeye.
"That is very strange. Is he a Delaware?"
"He is called Magua. He is a Huron," said Duncan. "But he lives with the Mohawks, and he is a guide for the Ink..."
"A Huron," said Hawkeye quickly. "You can trust a Mohican or a Delaware, but you cannot trust a Huron. Your guide will lead you to his friends. They will kill you.
Let me see him." Magua was standing behind Cora's horse. Hawkeye looked at him. Then he went and spoke to Chingachgook and Uncas.
Magua moved quickly. He ran into the forest. Hawkeye, Chingachgook, and Uncas ran after him. But Magua escaped.
"What can I do?" thought Duncan. "We are lost."
He turned to Hawkeye.
"Will you take us to Fort William Henry?" he asked. "We will give you money."
Hawkeye looked at Cora and Alice.
"We will take you," he told Duncan. "Money is not important. We will not leave you and the two young women here. Magua and his Huron friends will find you. Come now, quickly."
Duncan and Hawkeye spoke to Cora and Alice. The sisters got off their horses. The Mohicans took the animals away. "They will hide the horses until the morning," said Hawkeye. He pulled a canoe from the tall grass at the side of the river.
"Get into the canoe," he said. "We will go to a cave, and we will stay there tonight."
Duncan, Cora, and Alice got into the canoe. Hawkeye pushed the canoe to the middle of the river. Then he got into the canoe. He started to paddle along the river. Soon they heard the sound of a great waterfall in front of them, Glens Falls. A few minutes later, they saw the waterfall. Hawkeye paddled the canoe close to the great waterfall. Alice was afraid. She closed her eyes. Hawkeye stopped the canoe by a large, flat rock. Cora, Alice, and Duncan got out of the canoe.
"Wait on the flat rock," Hawkeye said to them. "I will bring the Mohicans."
A few minutes later, Hawkeye came back with Chingachgook and Uncas. The scout led everybody to a cave behind the waterfall. The cave was deep and narrow and dark. Hawkeye immediately made a fire. Alice looked at the tall young Mohican, Uncas.
A strong man is guarding us, she said quietly to her sister. We will be safe tonight.